Here we are on the 25th of June 2010, and we've been kindly invited up to Coventry to meet Ern Hall, who is the son of Big Ern Hall, who was one of the seven Hall brothers who played for Gloucester around the turn of the century into the 20th century. So thank you very much for inviting us, Ern. We'd like to ask about your family.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with your father. What do you remember of your father and his rugby playing career?
I always remember him bringing the three fellas from Gloucester, and which one of them, Tommy Colson, stayed with us and played for England twice whilst he was at Coventry. And my dad, being a publican, he also did some scouting for a rugby league side. And he was warned by Gloucester Rugby Football Club not to come and steal any more of their players, as he'd stole three already, Colson, Ford and Tosh Evans, who came to Coventry really to play for Coventry and get work.
And did any of those go on to play rugby league as well? Or did they just...
My dad had an offer to go and play for Hull.
Right.
But he turned it down. I don't know why.
That was after one of his brothers had gone to play for Hull.
Yes.
That was... who was that?
Billy
was
went George. First.
No, George went to Hull.
Yeah.
And did your father tell you any tales of his rugby playing days?
The only one he ever told me, I heard him say it many a time, he would have played for England, but he was on the injured list when they selected the England team.
That would have been good. He would have been following in his brother's footsteps then.
Yes, almost.
Because the eldest brother, the eldest of the seven, was Charlie, I think normally known as Nobby.
Nobby, that's right, yeah.
What did your father tell you about him?
He said he was a tough forward. One of the lads, him and Halbert, would kick anybody.
You don't say that, do you?
Because Halbert, he looked more like an heavyweight boxer. Busted nose, cauliflower ears.
All from playing rugby, eh?
Yeah. With their heads in the scrum. But my dad was a three-quarter, you say.
Yeah.
He didn't get knocked about. But when we went to Gloucester, he used to take me with him and visit the old pubs where he used to go. And they always said to me, he was the best three-quarter Gloucester ever had. Mm. He was fast and nippy.
Were there any particular games that he used to recall?
The one game he did tell me about was when they played the All Blacks. Oh. All Blacks came to King's Own.
Yeah.
I had a big photo of it. I don't know where it is now. And they all had braid jackets on. Red jackets, Gloucester, with a yellow braid on, you know. They look quite posh on this photo.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And the All Blacks won by rather a lot as well. That was in 1905.
Was it?
Yeah. It was 44-0, wasn't it? Oh.
I think it was, yes.
He didn't tell me that.
In fact, one of the All Blacks, a chap called McGregor, stayed on and played a few games for Gloucester.
I didn't know.
And in fact started the outfitter firm with Arthur Hudson.
It's in that book, the outfitter's firm.
All right. And did your father see his brother play for England? Did he go to see him play?
I met him once when he was in Gloucester. When we'd done the tour of the pubs, you know. Because I was only 15 or 16 then. I had to smuggle me in the bar, like. But I always remember my dad taking me to King's Own to see Warwickshire play Gloucestershire in the final. And Gloucestershire beat us.
So do you remember what year that was? Or how,
no,
how old were you then?
No. I remember us walking round the ground to our seat and quite a lot of people shouting, Ernie, there he is. They all remember him, yeah.
Yeah. Must be quite a day for him to go back to King's Home. And how well did you know George, the second brother?
I don't think I ever seen him.
Oh, right.
Not George.
I guess that was because he headed north and played rugby league for Hull.
What year did he move to Hull? Or his family, you know, whether he, I don't even know whether he was married when he went there.
Yeah.
Not quite sure.
And he was a half-back. And the third brother, Albert, was as well. What do you remember of Albert?
I thought he was a forward, Albert.
I've got him recorded as a half-back. That doesn't mean to say he didn't play elsewhere as well, but what do you remember of Albert?
Well, this was the one I thought was one with the busted nose and cauliflower ears, and he locked his...
A sip or two of
locked
beer.
His gargle, you know.
then there's Henry or Harry.
Harry? No, I don't remember him, no.
You don't remember
no.
him?
No.
I think he was a forward as well. And then
Jim, I know Jim pretty well.
So he left Gloucester as well?
Yeah.
Did he come to play for Coventry, or did he, what, I wonder why he moved?
He played for Coventry.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
And your dad got him a job here, so that's the reason he came.
Work, yeah.
So your father was the reason for yet another Gloucester player leaving Gloucester.
Well, yeah. he got him out the back door somehow, you know.
And then Willie. Tell us about Willie.
That's Snowball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Went to,
so you knew him as Snowball?
Snowball, yeah. He was the smallest one of the family, Willie.
Right.
Went to Oldham. And he did come to Coventry when we were married.
Yeah.
He came down to Coventry with a sports outfitter who kept a big shop in Morecambe. Of course, he brought me a football down with him.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rugby ball, it was an association. He found one.
Because he played football. He didn't play rugby.
Oh, your father didn't persuade you to play rugby then?
No.
My dad sent me to the wrong school. He sent me to a school called Wheatley Street, and I should have gone to South Street, because South Street School provided England with 4 rugby internationals. Yeah. And if I'd have gone there, I might have, because when I was 18, I turned down 3 trials, one for Aston Villa, one for Coventry, and I was playing in Italy at football. Army officer came up to me and said, I'd like you to come to Chester and play for Chester after the war's finished.
Yeah.
So that died out.
As he was in the army.
I came home and that was the finish of me football. I had a bad knee. Yeah.
Now, all of these 7 brothers were the children of Charles and Annie Maria Hall of Clare Street in Gloucester. Did you ever hear anything about the parents?
I think you've got something wrong there.
Have I?
My dad's parents lived in a big house right by the prison, right on the corner. A great big house it was.
Yeah.
It had to be, because there were 7 brothers there at that time. I think that house is still there when we've been. I pointed it out to you.
But that's not Clare Street, though.
No.
No.
It was.
Oh, so that's the house the 7 brothers came from. To
that's right. Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
And he had a sister there, lived there, Daisy. Great big woman, 7 foot, 28 stone. Kick anybody, she would.
She didn't play for Gloucester though.
It was obviously in the genes, wasn't it?
My mother and father kept a lodging house in Westgate Street in Gloucester. So he must have kept that when he was playing for Gloucester.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the house where they all lived? Were they still?
Yeah, oh yeah. On the corner of the prison.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go and see them all, yeah. But I'll say I was so young,
yeah,
actually wouldn't remember now one from the other, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, and presumably that was after some of the brothers must have moved away.
That's right, it would have been.
So how long did your father stay in Gloucester?
I was born in 1918, yeah. Coventry.
Had he been away in the First World War?
So it'd been 1910.
Because we've got in front of us here Ern's Coventry cap, which is dated 1911.
And 1912.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that was the point at which he moved away from Gloucester,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we are talking about rather a long time ago.
Yeah, a
mere 100 years ago.
That's right, it is.
Yeah.
What was the feeling in the family about two of the brothers going off to play rugby league?
I don't think I was old enough to understand, actually, what they were turning professional, like, you know. And
I think actually in those days there was a much readier acceptance of it, you know, that people weren't
but everybody was against club players turning professional. They never liked it at all, the club players.
Well, they didn't like losing the players from
poaching players from clubs to town, because I mean they only played then for a job, no money attached to a football game then, in those days, unless you got a backhander like if you turned professional you were a outcast.
Well, they must have all been working, I guess, in Gloucester docks or whatever at the time. And whether there was a downturn at the time that meant they all had to go and earn some money, because they all seemed to have gone off somewhere to earn.
There seems to have been a strong association with the docks, doesn't there?
Yeah.
And clearly they were living very close to the docks in the house, so you remember. Yeah.
My dad worked on the boats from Gloucester to Sharpness.
Right.
They were shifting timber from Russia.
Yeah.
But I think the rugby league scouts were very persuasive. I mean, they took a number of players from Cinderford.
Yes.
And Alfie Wood, they actually took him finally from Cheltenham, didn't they?
Yeah.
When he moved to Cheltenham.
Yeah.
So a lot of players from North Gloucestershire did go up to rugby league. A lot of players from the Forest.
Mm. Well, do you have any other memories or stories you heard about the Seven Brothers?
No.
I spoke to my cousin in Gloucester this morning, and he played for Gloucester boys against Coventry boys, and my dad refereed the match at Camden Road. The other Gloucester player I met, you might know him, Hudson, had a big shop in Gloucester.
Oh, yeah.
Well, presumably that was Gordon Hudson, was it?
Pardon?
Was that Gordon Hudson?
Gordon Hudson.
Yeah.
Had a big shop in Gloucester. I took you in, didn't I?
Oh, yes.
But we've been there since, and it's been taken over.
Is that the one on the corner?
On the corner.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Because I saw the young kid then.
Yeah.
I think he got a medal. He showed it, mate.
Yeah.
Well, his dad won.
Yeah.
Your dad played with him, you see, Hudson.
Yeah. Well, Gordon Hudson actually inherited the shop from his father.
Yeah.
Who originally founded it, Arthur Hudson, and he played rugby for Gloucester as well, and indeed played, he was a wing, a very quick wing. He played for England as well before the First World War.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that's a long time before my dad was there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's
yes. Yes, your dad played with Arthur Hudson the last 2 years before he moved to Coventry.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they were in the three quarter line together.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It would have been your dad's last 2 years and Arthur Hudson's first 2 years.
Oh, okay.
With Gloucester as a regular. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting.
Altogether, the brothers played 881 times for Gloucester between them.
881?
And when you think of their rugby league careers and their Coventry careers, how many times if they'd stayed put, they might have played for Gloucester. Yeah. Well over 1,000, I'm sure. Yeah.